Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 28th, 2014. We have a packed program, and I won't even get a chance to highlight all the many God sightings and wonderful activities that happened this weekend, as in a few moments I'll share my 20-plus recorded conversation in its entirety with Dean Hole of Thrivent Financial. He came to the home studio a few days ago, and so you'll hear that in just a moment. A quick shout-out to Young Hua. He was a visiting scholar from China and spent some time in the studio as he and his wife and children and some other couples with their children celebrated a birthday party for Jennifer, a friend of Esther's who wanted to have her birthday party here as she turned 7. I had a number of internationals here. I think one other American amidst a number of Chinese and a South Korean. Anyways, great concert with the Singing Men last night at the Calvary Baptist Church. I think Pastor Randy Dempsey, who's the pastor there, summed it all up and said it was a concert of joy. He and all attended, as they packed the church, seemed to really be pleased. As promised, I'll pull out 3 prize winners, and I'll figure out the gifts later. We're short on time. Patty Flynn from Tolonal, you'll get a prize. Steve and Barbara Wisnot from Atwood, you'll receive something, and Janet Siebens, married to James from Monticello, will send out a gift in the next day or two. Well, here's how my conversation with Dean Hull, financial associate with Thrivent, began as recorded a few days ago. So, Dean, thanks for being available on this edition of Mark and Friends. And you've been interviewed in the past, shared some of your faith story and some of where God has you currently as a financial associate with Thrivent Financial, but with a new tagline, Connecting Faith and Finances for Good. So I have a little outline in front of me because I think we're going to talk over some topics this day. So be thinking about the Thrivent Way, the free Social Security educational workshop coming June 3rd. I want to talk a little about choice dollars and then being a steward of God's resources, because God has entrusted all of us with different gifts, time, talent, treasures, resources for kingdom purposes. And I think part of your calling is to help match up creative ways to steward or to better steward their resources so God's kingdom purposes can be accomplished. So thanks for being available on today's edition of Mark and Friends. You're married to Pam, happily married to Pam, I should say. I think last time we had you on, we allowed you to give her a shout out or two. Anything new happening in Pam's life that we should know about?
Well, one kind of sad note is we lost her mother back in February, but we did just celebrate, in fact, on Easter Sunday, our 29th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
So that was pretty enjoyable.
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Spent half a day in church for both services, since we both sing in the choir and that kind of thing. So, and then go home and take a nap.
Yeah. Those Sunday afternoon naps, recommended for all. You attend the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Danville. You live in Westville, but you're seeking the Lord on maybe a new location in the coming days as all those things would fall into place. I guess you're downsizing now that your kids are grown and it's just you and your wife in that big home?
Yes, we are. My mother-in-law did live with us for 10 years. And blessed us having her there with us. We were happy to do that for her. We just need to downsize a little bit. We don't need 5 bedrooms anymore.
Yes. I want to acknowledge for our radio listening family, you and Thrivent Financial were one of the major sponsors for our community appreciation concert. So publicly, thank you for getting on board and helping stewardship some of the costs. So the ticket prices for our listeners were reduced and the things could flow well that evening. You also helped finance or underwrite some of the costs of our Merge Gospel series last year. So we appreciate that. And I know there's a special workshop coming up. So that's one of the things I want to highlight is, as our listeners are tuned in today, I want them to recognize that God has entrusted all of us with different resources, treasures. Maybe there's inheritances. We have stock options, different things that maybe are entrusted to us but are to be used for family needs, medical needs, but maybe even furthering kingdom work. So I would love for you to give us some ideas on how we can maybe maximize the resources God's entrusted with us, and then also talk about this Social Security educational workshop, because for those that are maybe tuned in now that are in the age bracket of, say, 50 to 70 or 60 to 70 that are still working, there are some real benefits on knowing how to maximize your retirement when you file for Social Security, right?
Yeah, there are. There's several different strategies. We have a gentleman, his name is Jim Calder, and he had worked for Social Security for more than 20 years. He's working with Thrivent right now, going across the nation, talking to not only Thrivent members, but anyone who would like to come to our events to help them understand better how their Social Security benefits work for them. You know, the government makes things so simple for us to get through. He does a wonderful job of explaining how your benefits can work for you depending on your situation. And if you have questions afterwards, he will answer some of those questions. But we have some resources through our Thrivent office in Champaign there where we can help you get in contact with Jim and ask your questions directly to him. And it takes a few days sometimes to get emails back from him, but he can help for your specific situation.
And that's coming Tuesday, June 3rd at noon at the Hilton Garden Inn. And you don't have to be an existing Thrivent member to attend, do you?
No, anyone from the community can attend. It is free, and we will be providing lunch. So come on down. You do need to register with our office, and I think you'll have our information later on, or I can give it now.
Yeah, what's the phone number for people to call to find out more or to register?
Just call our office. It's 217-819-4646. That's 217-819-4646. And you can register, or if you have more questions about the workshop, we will answer them to the best of our ability.
And that's a free workshop coming on Tuesday, June 3rd, being held in Champaign at the Hilton Garden Inn. And that's right at noon. Lunch will be provided. And what's the ideal age bracket for people?
I think if you're considering retiring within the next 7 years or so, that would probably be about the time that you really need to really be focusing on what your financial plan is for retirement. And the Social Security benefits that you're going to receive are going to play a great deal into what you will need to have for your retirement.
Okay, so that's coming June 3rd to Champaign. To find out more or to register, call 217-819-4646. That's 217-819-4646. You'll be there. And then the special kind of, if you will, expert. He worked with the Social Security Administration for over 33 years. So very familiar with certain things that will be very helpful. And I know many of our senior saints and those of you that are part of our Great News Radio listening family, this could really benefit you. And it's a free workshop. It includes lunch, and you can have some of your questions answered.
There will be no sales activity there. It's all just informational for you to get more information about your Social Security benefits.
Well, I know Thrivent has gone through a new, it's not so much a name change, maybe a transitional period where your theme or the thrust of the ministry now is connecting faith and finances for good. And it's no longer limited to just Lutherans. It's reaching beyond all denominations, people that follow the Apostles' Creed, Christian believers that want to steward their resources better. So talk a little about connecting faith and finances for good and what the Thrivent way is.
Well, Mark, the Thrivent way basically is a statement of our corporate office. It's a way for us as Christians to come together and provide for our families and provide for the organizations and the other groups that we care about, whether that's budgeting for your normal weekly offering or if it's planning out your estate, how to help people that you care about. Again, whether it's within the church or in other organizations that you care about, especially organizations like Great News Radio, that you are a not-for-profit organization that could benefit from families remembering you and the radio station in their estate plan, remembering their children, remembering their church. It's very important that we remember all of our mission-oriented organizations because, as many of you know, it's very difficult to fund some of our outreach and ministry without having a pool of funds that are accessible when sometimes our offerings are a little short. So we want to make sure that people remember those types of things. The radio station, churches, hospitals, you know, all those things can benefit from you planning out your estate.
I know off air we were talking about endowment fund, and Great News Radio has never established one, but that's something that you're going to, in the coming days, talk through with me and some of the advantages for the listener or the ways they can have this residual or ongoing income, and yet there's still a nest egg for the station or the outreach or the ministry that can be very helpful. And I know throughout the years we've had many memorial gifts given on behalf behalf of the radio station. And if you go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, you'll see a listing of hundreds of names. I don't know, 300 or 400 names of people that have gone on to be with the Lord. And we've received many small gifts, $25, $30 to remember this person. And yet sometimes we've been the benefactor of something left in their will. And so a sizable donation. And it's just kind of been wonderful to see how God has funded our 100% listener-supported station through these various gifts. So I'm really interested in partnering with you because I know the Thrivent Way, it's the same kind of goal, furthering kingdom work through creative use of people's resources that they've been entrusted with because of God. And there's a program that I've recently signed up for as Great News Radio became a Thrivent member or a recipient of Thrivent Choice Dollars. And that's something that I learned of just a few months ago. One of the singing men of GNN, he's a Thrivent associate, and he said he's earned some of these Thrivent Choice Dollars, and he wanted to designate them towards us, and I needed to fill out some forms. I'm like, oh, you want to make a donation? You know, so my ears perked up, and I'm like, okay, let me find out more. And so I filled out the paperwork, and a month later, between his gift and we did a radio announcement, I think a couple other people that were Thrivent members, we had like a $1,300 donation to the station. I was like, wow, and I guess they earn these choice dollars through their affiliation with Thrivent Financial. I know Thrivent Financial gives away literally millions of dollars, but I had a radio spot going on. If you're a Thrivent member and you've earned some choice dollars, consider Great News Radio as maybe a recipient of this. Could you talk a little about the Thrivent Choice Dollars and how that works?
Sure. Because Thrivent is a fraternal organization.
And what's that mean?
We have to have a common bond. The common bond basically allows you to be a non-for-profit organization, a fraternal organization. It's a non-for-profit. The common bond for us used to be that you had to be a Lutheran to participate in Thrivent or have a Lutheran background. Today, the common bond for Thrivent is if you adhere to the Apostles' Creed. That has opened us up to be able to provide the services that Thrivent has, the fraternal benefits, to other Christian believers out there in the community. The Thrivent Choice Dollars are actually a member benefit. So once you become a member, a benefit member, which means you own a product with Thrivent, whether it's life insurance, long-term care insurance, or an annuity, those are our core products. That allows you to get member benefits. And one of those, the Thrivent Choice Dollars, are based on how much premium you pay or how many dollars and assets under management you have with Thrivent. So the more you have, the more you can give. Mm-hmm. Those dollars are not something that you can just cash in. They have to be designated to a participating organization, which I'm glad that your friend in the Singing Men put the radio station in as a recipient. So that allows whenever someone goes online and says, I want to support a ministry, and they can do it in several ways on Thrivent.com under Thrivent Choice, the radio station will come up if they ask for organizations in, say, Champaign. Or some of them may look for outreach radio stations, and there would be a subsection in there's radio stations. And so WGNN would come up.
Yeah, I can't remember if we're under Good News Radio, Inc. or Great News Radio. I think okay. It's one of the two. Maybe we're under WGNN and WGNJ, but it's one of those three.
Well, whatever it is,
yeah.
The easiest thing would be to put in Champaign, Illinois, and it would bring up all the organizations in the area that would be recipients of Thrivent Choice. But every quarter, you get in your little bank a little bit of money, and based on your participation with Thrivent, and you can designate that to whoever you choose. I know I have over the years given to high schools, grade schools, radio stations, those kinds of things that we're able to designate to. So other organizations that want to receive those Thrivent Choice Dollars can sign up.
Yeah, this will be the third month for us, and I know last month there were two names that I didn't know were even Great News Radio listeners. One came out of Danville and another area, and I was like, how wonderful, you know, I mean, right. It's just an avenue where people's resources were furthering God's kingdom work through this radio ministry, and I really didn't do anything about it. I just praised the Lord and then thanked these people. We sent out a specialized letter because mm-hmm. we were aware of their names. I guess we don't really receipt them, but we certainly thank them for choosing us as the recipient of their Thrive and Choice dollars. But you have to be a Thrivent member. And so maybe somebody's tuning in or have some resources or want to know a little more. Is there a special number or way they can get in touch with you to talk more about financial planning and such?
Well, they can call the office. And again, that number is 217-819-4646.
And do you make house calls?
Absolutely.
Okay, you make house calls. And I think in the coming days, you and I will be putting together a couple different workshops on estate planning or endowment funds or some other things just to let our listeners be aware of how to maybe better care for their resources or what's some of those that terminology where, you know, there's a set amount that they can donate, but it's tax deductible or they're getting funding back out of that. It's kind of, is it a living estate?
Well, there's ways for people to live on income, get an income stream, and still be able to give to a charitable organization. It's called a charitable remainder trust or charitable remainder annuity. There's some other tools out there similar to that that have different names. But they give us opportunities to make sure that you have the income that you need to live out the rest of your life and still be able to provide to charitable organizations that you care about. That's totally up to you. But when we sit down with a family, the important part is making sure that we achieve the goals that you have in mind, take care of the concerns that you have, and then help you put together a good stewardship plan for you and your family and organizations that you care about. God has been very gracious to most of us and given us some great resources through our work over the years or the income that we have today. You know, he only asked for a small portion back. And I think it's great that I have the opportunity to sit down with families and help them with planning out these kinds of things for their families and their organizations that they care about.
In case you just tuned in, I have Dean Hull in the studio with me. He's a financial associate with Thrivent Financial, and their mission is connecting faith and finances for good. He's helping to put on a Social Security educational workshop on June 3rd. It's a free workshop that's coming to the Hilton Garden Inn on Tuesday, June 3rd at noon. Lunch is included, but it's a free workshop, but you need to register your attendance if you'd like to be a part of that. You can call the Thrivent office here in Champaign at 217-819-4646, 217-819-4646. Now, Dean, you kind of see your position, your work, your job, your employment as a vehicle or a conduit to match people's resources with kingdom work. I mean, obviously, you're getting a paycheck and you're deriving, you know, some income so you and Pam can live happily ever after. But you also see it as a way that God has equipped you to help people, especially those that are maybe in their 60s, 70s, 80s, to further kingdom work, too. Don't you have kind of a feel, a little sense of a calling that God's entrusted you to help people navigate through kind of these times when there's uncertainty or what do I do with my resources or how do I get a tax advantage or how can I optimize so I can give more efficiently?
Well, if you're talking about estate planning, we have a little thing that we use. You have three places you can leave your estate to. You can leave it to family and friends, you can leave it to organizations you care about, or you can leave it to the government. Your choice, of course, but we can help you with ways that if you want to leave any portion of that out, you can, depending on how much you have. I mean, large estates are going to have some estate tax issues, but for the most part, people today can really set up an estate plan that can maximize gifting to charitable organizations and not have to worry about tax issues for their children. And Mark, you know, it really is, I feel, kind of a calling for myself. It may not be for everyone who's in this business, but being in church work as long as I have, I've been on our board of directors for almost 20 years. I see the benefits of people planning out their estates. And I see the downside, too, when people don't, when people have had the resources to plan and have not left anything to the church. And not that that's a bad thing, but they just didn't do a plan and everything then was distributed however a judge decided rather than how they decided. I think that it's important to all of us as Christians to be good stewards of what God has given us. He's given us the talents to earn the money that we have. He's given us the ability to have those funds to take care of us as we get older. And, you know, he does ask that we take care of his church mm-hmm. here on earth, whether it's, again, whether it's your weekly offering or and through your estate planning. I know not everybody needs an estate plan, but it's a good way to continue that stewardship as we move on to our heavenly kingdom.
Well, I appreciate your financial support of Great News Radio over the past few years and your involvement to put on some of these workshops to better equip our listeners to learn how best to plan for their Social Security and their retirement. There's that educational workshop that's coming on Tuesday, June 3rd. It's a free workshop, and there's a lunch included, but you'll learn how to most benefit from retirement, how to maximize your benefits and avoid costly mistakes, and how best to maximize and plan for retirement. So that's a workshop. Probably if you're in the age bracket of 60 to 70 and you're still working, this would be a great one for you to attend. And again, that's happening at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign, 1501 South Neal Street on Tuesday, June 3rd at noon. But you must call the Thrivent Financial Office to register for that by dialing 217-819-4646, 217-819-4646, or maybe something that was said today about estate planning or Thrivent Choice Dollars. Maybe you're already a member of Thrivent Financial and you haven't looked up on the website that Great News Radio could be a recipient of some of those Thrivent Choice Dollars. Hey, we would love to maximize this opportunity to further kingdom work through this ministry, and certainly check that out if you're a Thrivent member, or maybe you're just impressed by Dean's heart for stewarding God's resources through you and you want to get in touch with him. You can call him directly at 217-819-4646. That's 217-819-4646. Well, Dean, thanks for driving out to the home studio here and being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Mark, it's been great being here with you. And again, I really hope that our relationship grows over the next several years. I've really enjoyed working with you on some of our projects and the great work that Great News Radio does in our community.
Well, thanks. And I think your website is thrivent.com. If you want to stop by, Great News Radio listeners, and find out a little more, but I recommend calling and meeting with Dean personally, and he does house calls, so if you want to have some questions answered, give him a call, and maybe he can set up a time to meet up with you. His number is 217-819-4646. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.